with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting as violent pro-Hamas demonstrators continue to clash with police on college campuses nationwide. House Speaker Mike Johnson says the chaos must end. In an interview with the Salem Radio Network, Johnson says something needs to change at America's universities.
You know, chaos and anarchy are not American values. And what's happening on these university campuses is outrageous. It's dangerous. You've seen it result and devolve into violence. It must be stopped. And these administrators have allowed this to descend into chaos. They need to lose their jobs, and we have to bring order to the chaos, and Congress will do it.
Speaker Johnson's full interview will be heard on his weekly news program this week on The Hill, tomorrow morning on the Salem News Channel and on radio stations nationwide. Drivers suffered another day of traffic jams and detours in Connecticut. Lisa Dwyer reports.
Nerves continue to fray in hours of traffic jams on and around the main artery linking New England and New York. The highway remains shut down in both directions after Thursday morning's three-vehicle wreck in which a gasoline tanker burst into flames that engulfed an I-95 overpass above the wreck. Officials hope to get that section of I-95 going in both directions on Monday. About 160,000 vehicles travel that section of I-95 a day. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Democratic U.S. Representative Henry Cuellar of Texas and his wife have been indicted on conspiracy and bribery charges in connection with a federal probe into their ties with the former Soviet Republic of Azerbaijan. The U.S. Department of Justice said the couple surrendered to authorities on Friday and were taken into custody before being released on a $100,000 bond. On Wall Street, the Dow by 450 points. This is SRN News. Americans have some strange beliefs.
A new poll from Arizona Christian University reveals that 31% of adults think that animals, plants, and inanimate objects possess a unique spirit just as humans do. 46% believe that humans are born without sin and become either good or bad based on the decisions they make in life. And 23% think only science can determine what is true. Many Americans who call themselves Christians share these beliefs. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Supporters of an abortion amendment in South Dakota have submitted more signatures than required to make the ballot this fall. The effort echoes similar actions in other states where voters have enshrined abortion in their constitutions, including California, Michigan, Ohio, and Vermont. Abortion will appear on several other state ballots this year. South Dakota currently outlaws the procedure except to save the life of the mother. This is SRN News. A controversial deal in steel is delayed.
Nippon Steel has postponed the expected closing of its $14 billion takeover of U.S. Steel by 3 months after the Department of Justice requested more documentation related to the deal. Tokyo-based Nippon says it is cooperating with the request, and the deal, already approved by U.S. Steel shareholders, is still expected to go through. The transaction is opposed by both President Biden and by former President Trump. Rich Thomason reporting.
The government and Google are making their closing arguments in a high-stakes antitrust trial to a federal judge in Washington who must now decide whether the tech giant's search engine constitutes an illegal monopoly. The Justice Department argued Friday that Google's preeminence as an Internet search engine is an illegal monopoly that blocks out all competition. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm Keith Peters.